beautiful souls, welcome, welcome. I'm 20 and hope you are doing lovely today. So let's tune into Conscious Relationships. Today I'm going to share with you something about the blockages of the solar plexus chakra. Now, before moving forward with the blockages, I want to talk about the aspects of the solar plexus chakra. There are, you can say, four aspects. First is the fire element. Second is the power. Third is the will and desire. And fourth is the discipline. Now, talking about the fire element, our third chakra's purpose is transformation. Just as fire transforms matter to heat and light, the solar plexus transforms the passive elements of earth and water into dynamic energy plus power, right? Earth and water are passive. They flow downward, subject to gravity, and follow the path of least resistance. Fire, by contrast, moves upward, destroying form and takes the raw energy of matter to a new dimension, creating heat and light. If we are to rise upward through the seven chakras, it is the fire of our willpower that propels that movement. It is through our will that we liberate ourselves from fixed patterns and create new behavior. It is through our will that we take actions that are difficult or challenging, moving toward something new. It is said, right, as where there is a will, there is a way. So as we take action, we begin to transform using the power of the third chakra. The second aspect is the power. What is power? Power is the capacity or ability to direct or influence the behavior of others or the course of events. Now, living in a culture that has conditioned us to submit rather than influence us to step into our power weakens our solar plexus chakra. Of course, a balance of submission and dominance is necessary for social energy, but if we submit ourselves too much, we begin to lose connection with our inner will, and then later find ourselves powerless against drugs, alcohol, destructive behaviors, and relationships. We keep on traveling in the same cycle again and again. In a submissive paradigm, we place the power outside of ourselves. We continuously search for our power externally by looking to others for direction in every aspect, by which we set ourselves up for victimization. We blame others that that person did these things. That is why I reacted this way. That is why I acted this way. Right? So we are giving the power to that other person for our actions, for our thoughts, for our beliefs. And we consider ourselves as victim, that something wrong has happened to us. Becoming a victim in our own life feels empty inside. You feel powerless in all your big decisions. You often whine and complain about everything and everyone. You thrive on sympathy from others You seem to always be morally right and never responsible or accountable for your circumstances. As one engages in the victim mentality, they begin to engage in activities as a way of being seen or acknowledged by others just to strengthen their ego. Power without purpose feeds our ego and is never fully satisfying. If we use power for the ability to better serve the collective, now that is exactly what ignites our solar plexus. The third aspect is the will and desire. Now, as we exercise choice, we initiate desire and will. Through exercising our will, we develop our individuality, discover our strengths and weaknesses, and begin to build the power that will direct our lives. There's a dance between desire and will. Your desire is the strong feeling of wanting to have something, right? Or wishing for something to happen. Your will is the state of being fully prepared for something. It's an internal agreement within the body and mind that you are prepared for your desire. True will requires deep communication with the self, trust in your inner guidance, a willingness to take risks, and accepting responsibility for the outcome. Will and desire must be aligned, or we lose our passion and momentum, which ignites the power and energy that you need to reach your destiny. The fourth aspect is the discipline. Like power, our will is often associated with discipline. Consistency. Discipline comes from the word disciple, that is, the willingness to be a student of something. This is where we find ourselves surrendering our will to a structure or form that brings about fulfillment of the greater will, that is, the divine will. Your will holds more power when it is fixed on a larger purpose. The combination of our will, desire, discipline, and power is where our willpower is born. Okay, now moving on to the blockage of solar plexus chakra. First, I will tell you about the meaning of the 10 petals that its symbol has. Number 1, spiritual ignorance. Number 2, thirst. Number 3, jealousy. Number 4, treachery. Number 5, shame. Number 6, fear. Number 7, disgust. Number 8, delusion. Number 9, foolishness. And number 10, sadness. Each an aspect to overcome at this chakra level. Before proceeding to work on the next chakra, we have to overcome these 10 petals, these 10 aspects, before moving to the next chakra. So, now how do you know that your solar plexus is blocked? Just ask yourself, do I always feel the need to be right? Do I always have the last word in a conversation? My word should be the last and it should be the right one. Am I manipulative? Am I stubborn? Do I have a short temper? Do I have violent outbursts? Am I unreliable? Do I fail to show up for myself? Am I controlling? Am I overly aggressive? Do I lack self-discipline? Am I often low on energy? Do I have poor digestion? Do I blame others for my problems? Do I fall victim to most situations? Am I shamed for my actions or appearance by myself or my peers? Have I encountered physical abuse or lived in a dangerous environment? Have I been bullied? Have I struggled with an eating disorder? Do I have any health conditions with my stomach? Do I not allow myself enough playtime? Do I lack motivation in work and social atmospheres? Do I often feel powerless over my life? The solar plexus chakra or Manipura is the center of our willpower, our self-esteem, and energy transformation. Located about 6 inches above your belly button within your diaphragm, the solar plexus chakra is associated with the color yellow and the element of fire. This chakra is responsible for regulating the energy associated with action, intention, identity, and vitality. The solar plexus chakra is known as the lustrous gem energy center within our bodies because it shines brightly like the sun when balanced. Now, have you ever experienced great confidence, autonomy, and inner drive in your life? This was likely when your solar plexus chakra was healthy, harmonious, functioning at its optimal state. However, there are many habits, mindsets, traumatic experiences in life that can cause your solar plexus chakra to become blocked, suppressed, or stagnant. If you have experienced a strict upbringing, bullying, authoritarian parents or figures in your life, mental, emotional, sexual or physical abuse, or were conditioned as a child with disempowering ideologies such as religious, traditional or social beliefs, you likely have an impaired solar plexus chakra. The main blockage of the solar plexus is shame. To truly know the world, look deeply within your own being. To truly know yourself, take real interest in the world, as said by Rudolf Steiner. A clear sign that your solar plexus chakra is blocked is a crushing feeling of shame and humiliation accompanied with an overwhelming sense of insecurity and self-doubt. Shame is very difficult to resolve because a little shame is necessary to keep us humble and unassuming. The same can be said for insecurity and self-doubt. These are all healthy in tiny doses, but when we are blocked by them, they tend to sap our willpower and disintegrate our resolve. We feel unworthy and our self-esteem is so low, it becomes a crippling thing. Okay, are you experiencing these conditions? Just observe yourself, just dive deep into yourself. Do you have a low self-esteem? You are having an egotistic or narcissistic behavior? Do you have a lack of focus and motivation? Constant negative self-talk, lack of confidence, self-isolation, anxiety and depression, aggression and anger issues, poor boundaries, codependency, addiction, poor digestion, inability to gain or lose weight. The key is to pay attention to your thoughts, feelings, actions, and physical sensations within your body. There are some signs to look out for, like you constantly feel fatigued and lazy. You have a problem with overeating and overindulgence in some things. You tend to manipulate others to get what you want, or you frequently feel powerless and weak. You tend to be a bully or overly dominating around others, or you feel insecure and unassertive. You lack self-confidence in most areas of life. You tend to seek approval from other people. That is, you are a people pleaser. You will do only what others feel comfortable in, ignoring your own needs and your own wishes. You have low self-esteem, or you have an excessively inflated sense of self, that is a very big ego, or your body temperature is usually very cold or very hot. You have addictive tendencies. You struggle to send boundaries around other people. You tend to form codependent relationships with others. I'm with this person because he is giving me this and I can give him this. You are conditionally in a relationship. You tend to form codependent relationships. You suffer from a digestive system disorder such as IBS, ulcers, hypoglycemia, diabetes, etc. You suffer from frequent gas, constipation, or stomach upset. You have excessive weight around the stomach, that is your pot belly. Now, there are actually two types of chakra imbalances. One is a deficient and one is an excessive. While a deficient solar plexus chakra is passive or energetically numb, an excessive solar plexus chakra is energetically aggressive or manic. When it is deficient, it'll be, you know, like lifeless, sluggish, passive, blocked, inwards. Not enough energy flows in. And when the chakra is excessive, it'll be like lively, agitated, reactive, aggressive, outwards, too much energy flows in. Therefore, if you have a deficient solar plexus chakra, you will be more prone to issues like fatigue, low self-esteem, and poor willpower. On the other hand, if you have an excessive solar plexus chakra, you will be prone to egotism, controlling behaviors, addictions that numb you. The question is, what type of imbalance do you have? It's also possible to fall somewhere in the middle. Now, when you have a balanced solar plexus chakra, you will be responsible, reliable, balanced, effective will, good self-esteem, balanced ego and strength combination, spontaneous, playful, sense of humor, ability to meet life's challenges. And when you have an imbalanced, deficient third chakra, you will be like low on energy, weak will, or you can get easily manipulated by other people. Poor self-discipline and following through with tasks and promises we're not able to follow through your tasks that you decide and promises that you give others or yourself. You have a low self-esteem, low self-respect towards yourself, poor digestion or collapsed gut, cold emotionally and or physically, attraction to stimulants, your victim mentality, blaming of others, you're passive and you're unreliable. You do not stick to your words. This means you have a deficient third chakra. When you have an excessive third chakra, you can be overly aggressive, dominating, controlling, need to be right always. You always have the last word. Manipulative, power hungry, deceitful, attraction to sedatives, temper tantrums, violent outbursts, stubbornness, arrogant, and hyperactive. You can see certain physical malfunctions like eating disorders, digestive disorders, ulcers, hypoglycemia, diabetes, muscle spasms, muscular disorders, chronic fatigue, hypertension, disorders of the stomach, pancreas, gallbladder, and liver. These four organs are governed by your solar plexus chakra. Stomach, pancreas, gallbladder, and liver. Now, how do you transform this solar plexus chakra? This third chakra, Manipura chakra, is associated with the third body, third subtle body that we talked about in the seven subtle bodies. If you haven't watched the video, I encourage you to please go through it so that you can understand this in a better way. Okay, the third is the astral body, right? This also has two dimensions like the first two bodies. Primarily, the third body revolves around doubt and thinking. If these are transformed, doubt becomes trust and thinking becomes your vivek or your awareness. If doubts are repressed, you never attain to Shraddha, to trust, to faith. Though we are advised to suppress doubts and to believe what we hear, he who represses his doubts never attains to trust, because doubt remains present within. Though it is repressed, it will creep within like a cancer and eat up your vitality. Beliefs are implanted for fear of skepticism. We will have to understand the quality of doubt. We will have to live it, you know, embrace it, accept it as a part of ourselves. Though it's a shadow side, though it's a dark side, though it's a negative side, it is a part of ourselves. And we have to learn to go along with it. Then one day, we will reach a point where we will begin to have doubt about doubt itself. The moment we begin to doubt itself, trust begins. We cannot reach to the clarity of discrimination without going through the process of thinking. There are people who do not think and people who encourage them not to think. They say, do not think, leave all thoughts. Now, he who stops thinking lands himself in ignorance and blind faith. This is not clarity. The power of discrimination is gained only after passing through the most subtle process of thinking. What is the meaning of vivekha or discrimination? Doubt is always present in thoughts. It is always indecisive. Therefore, those who think a great deal never come to a decision. It is only when they step out of the wheel of thoughts that they can decide. They can come to a conclusion. Decision comes from a state of clarity, which is beyond thoughts, which is after thoughts, which is after you have passed the process of thinking. Thoughts have no connection with decision. So he who is always engrossed in thoughts never reaches a decision. That is why it invariably happens that those whose life is less dominated by thoughts are very resilient, meaning admirably purposeful, determined, and unwavering. And they are strong like a rock, grounded. Whereas those who think a great deal lack determination. There is danger from both. Those who do not think go ahead and do whatever they are determined to do, not really introspecting about the dimension of long-term consequences, for the simple reason that they have no thought process to create doubt within. The dogmatists and the fanatics of the world are very active and energetic people. For them, there is no question of doubting. They never think. If they feel that heaven is attained by killing 1,000 people, they will rest only after killing 1,000 people and not before. They never stop to think what they are doing, so there is never any indecision on their part. So a man who thinks, on the contrary, will keep on thinking instead of making any decision, coming to any conclusion. If we close our doors for fear of thoughts, we will be left with blind faith only. Without questioning, it is necessary for one to have questions. Reach to a resolution. This is very dangerous and is a great obstacle in the path of a seeker. What is needed is an open-eyed discretion and thoughts that are clear, resolute, and which allow us to make decisions. This is the meaning of vivekha, clarity, awareness. It means that the power, the purpose of thinking is complete. It means we have passed through thoughts in such detail that all the doubts are cleared. Now only pure decision is left in its essence. So the chakra pertaining to the third body is Manipura. Doubt and trust are its two forms. When doubt is transformed, trust is the result. But remember, trust is not opposed or contrary to doubt. Trust is the purest and most ultimate development of it. When you have doubt about something, only then, after clearing it, you can have trust. You can reach to the condition of trusting. It is the ultimate extreme of doubt, where even doubt becomes lost, because here doubt begins to doubt even itself, and in this way commits suicide. Then trust is born, right? Well, that was all for today. Stay tuned till my next episode, which will be about healing the solar plexus chakra. The purpose is to share and spread love. God bless you in a beautiful journey of life. And thank you so much for listening. And if you want to join our Facebook group, the link is below in the description box or in the about section. I encourage you to join our group because I post many write-ups and pictures and other things that I cannot post or upload on the YouTube channel or my podcast. So joining a Facebook group will be surely beneficial and fun, hopefully. So till then, have a good time. Bye-bye.